Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 345 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. The best self-care technique that I could possibly think of right now is mindset shifting. If you are struggling with your negative thoughts, it is normal. Our brains are programmed to think negatively, as I have said before, but just because something is normal doesn't mean that it's helpful or good for us. And if we can practice redirection long enough, we can really shift our mindsets completely, which can literally improve our lives by changing nothing else but the way we think about it. And I have done lots of episodes about this before, but I figured I would include some more actionable specifics for this self-care Sunday. If you are starting to notice yourself falling back into more negative thinking patterns, begin to pay attention to where they are stemming from. When does it start? In the morning? When you're around certain people, in certain environments? Is it an all-day thing? What is triggering it? If it is all day, then it might just be waking up is triggering it. But start to recognize it. And if you can, start to write it down. Because as you begin to objectively analyze your negative thinking patterns, you will start noticing more quickly when they're happening, so you can focus on your redirection towards more positive or neutral frames of mind. We are all probably aware by now that through mindfulness of our thoughts and our actions and our language, we can change our relationships with ourselves as well as the people that we interact with. We can also change our entire experience of life through our mindset. Just by focusing on our perception, there is little more important than our inner worlds and its ability to impact everything around us. Even if you find yourself judging and harshly interpreting others for reasons that are completely valid and fair, it typically still stems from a place of insecurity or discomfort with yourself. Just like when you're doing your self-talk exercises, when you find yourself speaking negatively about yourself, you should try to say two positive things out loud as a replacement. I encourage you to practice the same towards others. When you find yourself criticizing others internally, say two nice things. This one you might not want to say out loud. It might be weird to be constantly complimenting people you don't like, but I want those compliments to feel genuine and make it real. Find something that you can relate to that person on, or something you do like about that person. Humanize them. And eventually, this practice will be so taxing that you won't want to do it anymore, and your brain will just skip gap until it's saying that positive thing instead of working around that negative thing and having to do the extra work. Next time you notice yourself saying something negative about someone on the street, like, why is she wearing that? Or why is she talking like that? Come up with two positive things about that person and redirect. And I'm going to tell you from experience, when you start noticing how negative your thoughts can be, you'll probably be a little critical on yourself. Don't. You're just noticing now. All you have to do is observe and be proud of yourself for noticing. That in itself is a step ahead of where you were before. Feeling guilt and shame about thinking the negative thoughts is silly because we can't really control our thoughts. If you heard my Michael A. Singer episode, you know that they are not necessarily true all the time. We all have automatic weird thoughts. Instead, be proud of yourself for outsmarting your automatic processes. As you start to practice, you're going to notice that you might be kind of a negative thinker, and maybe every thought is judgment-filled. When I started, that's how it was for me. But now, I'm at the point when people even talk negatively around me, it takes me a few seconds to register what they're even talking about, because I don't really think in that way anymore. My brain skips towards what makes people beautiful or cool or relatable or interesting, and I typically skip over the things that could be criticized, unless it's behavior-oriented, in which case I had to relearn that people are still dangerous and people, and sometimes I do need to hold them accountable, but I don't need to criticize them for being people. And this will take time, lots of it. But if you're drawn towards more negative thoughts, whether directed at yourself or others, it's worth the time, because the time is going to pass anyway and it's already negatively affecting you. It's time for you to redirect it until you're no longer a victim of that automatic negativity. Because we're all prone towards negative thinking. There is nothing wrong with that. But it's not helpful or encouraging or healthy. And we already know how I feel about the power of encouragement. So life is hard enough. And when we train our brains to see the bright side first, we can really start to shift our perception and our responses to the world around us. Mentality and mindset is everything. When we take control of our mindset, we no longer get controlled by it. You have the power to change your worldview for the better, and it starts with noticing where it can improve. This doesn't mean that everything's going to be positive and joyful and sunshine and rainbows, but it does mean we can finally stop searching for rain clouds where there are none. And I know I've used that one before, but I like it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.